From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has launched a series of talks with Iraqi officials on Friday during an unannounced one-day visit to Baghdad to underscore U.S. support for the government as it addresses security, economic, and political challenges.
This is obviously a very critical time here in Iraq and in the region. And you and I have been working on a lot of different issues in the last few years, so it's good to come and be able to visit.
That's Kerry speaking with Foreign Minister Ibrahim Al-Jafari. In addition to showing U.S. support for the government, Kerry is also expected to discuss ongoing support for Iraqi-led efforts to defeat Islamic State. Tensions are high on the Korean Peninsula. On Friday, North Korea launched a verbal attack on South Korean President Park Geun-hye in response to her participation last week in a nuclear summit in Washington. A spokesman in Pyongyang said Park is evil and has increased the danger of war. All this as a joint military operation with the United States and South Korea is getting underway.
Our mission over here is to deter North Korean aggression, partner with our South Korean allies across multiple formations, and then help sustain our alliance here on the peninsula.
That's U.S. Army Major Ed Arnston. Myanmar has begun releasing political prisoners, as promised by ruling party leader Aung San Suu Kyi on Thursday. Families have been gathering at prisons since Aung San Suu Kyi's announcement, awaiting word of their loved ones. She said amnesties would be granted as part of the celebration of the Buddhist New Year, which occurs in mid-April. For more on these and other stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA. Violence in the Syrian city of Aleppo has been worsening for the past few days. Reports say the clashes have been the worst since a partial ceasefire came into effect late February and are threatening to derail the agreement. Stefan de Mistura, the UN's special envoy for Syria, said Thursday he'll meet with representatives from Damascus, Iran, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia before the talks resume next week.
I need to verify the international and regional stakeholders' position in order to see how the level of a critical positive mass leading to concrete results in the next round of talks.
Adding to the urgency of the situation, the head of a UN-backed humanitarian task force for Syria said Thursday that international aid could not reach besieged communities that are desperate for food and medical supplies.
We had five convoys ready to go the last 4 days. All of the five convoys could not go. 287,000 people therefore did not get the relief in hard-to-reach areas or in besieged areas.
That's Jan Egeland, advisor to the UN Special Envoy. Turkey is awaiting the arrival on Friday of another 200 migrants deported from Greece. The migrants' return was part of the deal to alleviate Europe's refugee crisis reached last month between the EU and Ankara. Some Turks question whether their country can and should absorb the refugees who do not wish to return to their nations of origin. Luis Ramirez reports from Izmir on the Aegean coast.
On the Turkish side of the strait, word of the deportations means fewer migrants now gather in Izmir's Basmani neighborhood. Their presence is missed by some.
They do no harm to us, no harm at all. On the contrary, the business I did last year was double than this year.
Across town, a different story. The EU-Turkey deal could mean eventual visa-free travel for Turks to the European Union. But some waiting their turn at this visa agency say the promise is not enough to justify the risk of receiving the migrants. The government is keeping the returning deportees out of sight, a move analysts say reflects the anxiety and fear that some migrants may never leave. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Izmir.
Cuba's former president, Fidel Castro, who has not been seen in public in 9 months, has made a rare appearance on TV. He was seen discussing history with school children and teachers. Cuba's former leader is at odds with his brother, current president Raul Castro. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.